And greetings, friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I'm your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado, registered pharmacist number 12275. I specialize in using nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your vitality, to your health, to your well-being, and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health issue. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 27 years of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes and hypertension and obesity and skin diseases like acne, psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds. Recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure, because the human biological system is a healing system. It's a regenerating system. It is designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while some folks may call that healing system a miracle, it really is no miracle at all. It is simply the way the body works. If you have questions about health or nutrition or prescription drugs, if you want to get off your meds and get on a good nutritional supplement program, we want to hear from you on The Bright Side. Our number is 855-660-4261. If you have questions about the Ingevity products, health, nutrition, prescription drugs, 855-660-4261. If you want to share a success story or just contribute to the conversation, our number is 855-660-4261. If you want to learn more about the Ingevity products, you can give the Bright Side Ben phone team a call at 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Make sure you ask them about the Beyond Tangy Tangerine Multivitamin Mineral Complex Powder that so many folks are finding out about. It's just $50 a canister. If you're like most folks, you'll notice results within one or two doses, lower blood pressure, appetite suppression, weight loss. You'll just feel better, have more energy. It's a great way to get your fat-soluble vitamins, vitamins D, E, A, and K, your water-soluble nutrients, the B-complex, and vitamin C, zinc, selenium, copper, potassium, amino acids, truly a cornucopia of nutrients. Give it a shot. You can find out all about it by calling the Bright Side Ben phone team at 866-735-2470, or you can head over to my website, brightsideben.com. We've got a shopping cart up with all the Ingevity products. And, of course, you can always click on the Join the Team link, and for a one-time $10 fee, you can join the Bright Side Ben team and start a Ingevity business. Get your products at the wholesale price, make a little money selling Ingevity products, and help spread the word about the power and the importance of a good nutritional supplement program. You can also call the Bright Side Ben phone team. They can tell you all about it at 866-735-2470. All right. Thank you so much for joining us on the Bright Side once again. We are talking protein. We're talking building. We're talking bone building. And we're talking digestive enzymes, the chemicals of life, the stuff of life. Enzymes can be thought of as the key distinguishing feature of biology, the key distinguishing feature of life. Everything is made of chemicals. If you look around your room right now, the walls are made of chemicals, your furniture is made of chemicals, the pictures hanging on the wall are made of chemicals, your books are made of chemicals, your table's made of chemicals, everything is made of chemicals, and your pets are made of chemicals, and your relatives are made of chemicals, your body is made of chemicals, your dogs, your cats, your ants, your flies, your people, everything that's living is also made of chemicals, but clearly the chemicals, or the chemical composites that make up a living being, whether that living being is a microbe or a man, clearly the chemical composite that makes up this living being is different from the chemical composite that makes up furniture and rocks and inanimate beings. So what is that difference? It's all chemicals. It's all chemical composites, whether it's a rock or whether it's a person. So what is the difference? Well, the difference, the magical stuff that makes the chemical composite of a stone different from the chemical composite of a person, the difference is enzymes. Enzymes are the key elements of living beings. They're what separate the life, living beings from non-living beings. They represent the life force. Chemical reactions happen in inanimate objects just like they happen in animate objects. Chemical reactions happen in stones and rocks just like they happen in human beings and in dogs and cats. But in stones and rocks, the chemical reactions are happening really, really slowly. They're happening so slowly that the rock doesn't seem like it's really doing anything. Even though there's chemistry happening in a rock, you look at it, and nothing's really happening there. There's still chemistry happening, but it's happening super, super slowly. On the other hand, the chemical reactions that happen in a living being or in a living cell happen so fast, we can't even keep track of them. We can't even observe them. We can only observe them by their after effects. In an inanimate object, chemical reactions happen really, really slow. In a living being or a living cell, chemical reactions happen super, super fast. And what is it that accounts for the difference in the speed of the chemistry of a living being from a non-living being? You got it. Enzymes. Rocks are said to be dead. Biological entities are said to be living. What is the difference? Enzymes. In other words, enzymes are life. Enzymes represent life. Enzymes carry life. You think that makes that stuff important? You better believe they are important. They're not like the Mighty 90 in the sense that your body can make enzymes, but they're still critically, critically important, and you can do your body a lot of good by using supplemental enzymes. Not a show goes by on the Bright Side where we don't talk about the importance of enzymes, especially digestive enzymes. And the human body and in all living beings, there's two types of enzymes. You have the enzymes of biochemistry, the enzymes of respiration, the enzymes of detoxification, the enzymes that are important for the production of energy, the enzymes that are important for the production of biochemicals, the enzymes that are important for the immune system. These enzymes are collectively referred to as metabolic enzymes. And then there's a second class of enzymes, similar and related. And there's some cross reactivity, if you will, between these two types of enzymes. We'll talk about that here in a little bit. And those are called digestive enzymes. The two main classes of enzymes are the enzymes of chemistry, enzymes of metabolism. Those are called metabolic enzymes. And then the enzymes that help us digest our food, which are quite obviously and logically called digestive enzymes. There's three kinds of digestive enzymes. They're all found in our digestive fluids. It all starts in saliva. Really, it all starts in the brain, which then stimulates the secretion of saliva, which contains enzymes which saturate food and, along with chewing action, mechanically initiate the digestive process. The combination of saliva and enzymes and other chemicals in saliva, as well as the mechanical process of chewing, initiates digestion. There's three types of enzymes in saliva, in digestive juices in general. And these are the three types of enzymes that break up the three classes of food, sugar, fats, and protein. The three types of enzymes are the amylases, which break down sugars and carbohydrates, the lipases, which break down fats, and the proteases, which break down proteins. Actually, there's a fourth class of digestive enzymes called nucleases. Those break up the nucleus of cells that are in meat and in plants. We're not going to talk too much about the nucleases, at least not for now. The main classes of enzymes, however, are the amylases for sugar, the lipases for fat, and the proteases for protein. They're all found in saliva. Saliva, by the way, is loaded with active material. It's got antibiotics. It's got natural immune boosters. It has antibodies that fight bacteria and toxins. There's growth factors in saliva, healing factors in saliva. There's something in saliva called nerve growth factor that stimulates the healing of wounds and little cuts that can occur in the mouth. Saliva, by the way, is also a very important source of iodine. Most people don't realize this. Iodine is secreted in the mouth. It's secreted in saliva where it has anti-cancer effects, where it protects the gums. Iodine in saliva actually has a protective effect on salivary secreting glands. The glands that secrete saliva are protected by the iodine in saliva. Iodine actually goes from the digestive tract to the saliva and back to the digestive tract. It follows this little cycle or circuit called the GIC, the gastrointestinal iodide cycle. And this is a cycle that describes the movement of iodine from the stomach and the digestive organs to the saliva and then back to the digestive organs and then back to the saliva. In fact, this whole gastrointestinal iodide cycle concentrates iodine just as much as the thyroid. Even though you don't hear about iodine for the digestive tract, iodine is very, very important for the entire digestive tract from the mouth all the way down to the intestines. All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben. We're coming back at you with more good health information on the Bright Side right after this.
You have all seen and heard about the elements of the periodic table. These elements are the building blocks of everything in the universe. You, my friends, are made from these elements. A shortage of any of these important trace elements can lead to disease. Go with the science and take the Lady Talk Health Challenge and get all 90 essential trace elements with a healthy start pack at LadyTalkLive.com or call 855-333-LADY. That's 855-333-5239.
Research shows it's not just what you put in your body that counts, it's what you put on it as well. Why not use an all-natural, healthy mineral-based makeup that actually benefits your skin? Once you experience the airiness and flawless coverage of Youngevity Mineral Makeup, you will never use anything else. With Youngevity, the perception of your complexion will be natural perfection. Animal-friendly mineral makeup at Mary Lou Health. That's MariLuHealth.com. Or call 855-321-HEALTH.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, entitlements, looming Obamacare. The death of the U.S. dollar as a global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you're concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and we'll discuss your options of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metal IRA. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar crashes. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
We are back on the Bright Side. Our number is 855-660-4261. Try to get on board early. Our phone lines fill up quickly, and I like to take as many calls as I can at 855-660-4261. If you've got questions about health or nutrition or prescription drugs, or if you want to share a success story or simply contribute to the conversation, 855-660-4261 is our number for you guys who want to start a longevity business and help spread the word about the power and the importance of a good nutritional supplement program. You can call the Brightside Ben phone team at 866-735-2470. For a one-time $10 fee, you can start yourself a business and enjoy all the tax benefits associated with having your own business. And you can even make some money. For a one-time $10 fee, you can actually make some money and help spread the word about the power and the importance of a good nutritional supplement program. You can also click on the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com. And I encourage you all to check out my website or my blog at pharmacistben.com, which we update regularly with news stories and blog posts, pharmacistben.com. Okay, so we're talking digestive enzymes. A lot of folks don't realize that there's a very important relationship between saliva and iodine. We're hearing more and more about iodine, and that's a very, very good thing. I went to a seminar that Dr. David Brownstein did about, oh gosh, maybe 15 years ago, where he was talking about the importance of iodine. And nobody knew about iodine back then. Today, it's all over the place. Even non-nutritionists are familiar with how important iodine is. As it turns out, iodine has anti-cancer properties. It has immune system boosting properties. It's important for glands, and it's important for the health of the mouth as well. And this is why it's secreted in the saliva as part of the gastrointestinal iodide cycle, which is a movement of iodine from the saliva into the digestive tract, into the intestines, back up the digestive tract, back into the saliva in a sort of circular fashion. All this makes sense. At least it makes sense that the iodine would be in the saliva, given iodine's very important antiseptic role, antioxidant role. Iodine in saliva is also, as I say, thought to have anti-cancer properties, and iodine is one of the ways that the body protects itself from oral and gum diseases. And then we come to the digestive enzymes, the proteases, the lipases, the amylases, the digestive enzymes that dissolve protein and fats and sugars. Because of the supreme importance in the body of protein is the stuff that makes up 70 to 80% of our bodies after water. Protein is the star of the biochemical drama of the body. Because of the supreme importance of protein, proteases, the digestive enzymes that break up proteins, are probably the most important and probably the most functional of all the digestive enzyme types. One of the most interesting uses, for me anyway, of the proteases, or some people refer to them as proteolytic enzymes, one of the most interesting uses of these substances is in skincare. I've been doing skincare for 30 years or so, making skincare products, formulating skincare products. Many of you know this. And I've been using enzymes in my skincare products for just as long. Enzymes can help soften the skin. Enzymes can help exfoliate the skin. Enzymes from fruits and vegetables have proteolytic or protein-dissolving properties that you can use on top of your skin to exfoliate, to soften, to stimulate the production of collagen and other anti-aging fibers. You're going to get anti-aging effects by using any exfoliative techniques, whether you're using a washcloth or a loofah pad or alpha hydroxy acids. But you can get wonderful anti-aging effects just by putting enzymes on top of your skin. And this is one of the great secrets of topical skincare. Although it's not a great secret to people who really understand the skin, estheticians have been using topical enzymes for many years on top of the skin. Proteolytic enzymes on top of the skin. You can make your own proteolytic protein-dissolving enzyme for topical skincare by using Accent Meat Tenderizer. How do you like that? Accent Meat Tenderizer is nothing more than a proteolytic enzyme. That's why it tenderizes meat. It proteolyses meat. It dissolves the protein in meat and softens meat, and it can have the same kind of softening effect on your skin. Get yourself some Accent Meat Tenderizer, put it in a little bit of water, and you can make yourself a nice toner solution. It smells a little bit after time, so you got to make it fresh, but using it real quickly can give you some nice skin softening effects. You can also use fresh fruits to get the same effect. Papaya is absolutely loaded with proteolytic enzymes, specifically a proteolytic enzyme called papain, P-A-P-A-I-N. That's actually the proteolytic enzyme that's in Accent Meat Tenderizer. And papain is a proteolytic enzyme that's found in a lot of enzyme supplements. You can get fresh papaya, you can grind it up, you can make yourself a little paste or a little mask, and you put it right on your skin, and you can make a nice spa treatment quality enzyme mask, skin cell dissolving mask that'll soften your skin and exfoliate your skin. I wouldn't use it too much because it can be a little bit aggressive, but certainly once a week you can use or once every couple of weeks you can make yourself a nice papaya enzyme mask. You could do the same thing with pineapple. Pineapple contains a digestive enzyme called bromelain, and you'll see bromelain and papain on a lot of digestive enzyme supplement ingredient decks. Figs are a good source of natural proteolytic enzymes. Kiwi is a good source of natural natural proteolytic protein dissolving enzymes. Tomatoes can be a good source of these enzymes. I've been making a papaya and pineapple mask for many years, but you guys can do it at home. Papaya, pineapple, kiwi, tomatoes, figs, mix them all up, throw them all in a food processor. You can even throw in a little wine or apple cider vinegar, and you can beef up the exfoliating properties, and you can make your own salon quality treatment right in your kitchen. Throw in some coconut oil if you want to make it a little moisturizing. Throw in some orange juice or some apple juice, and you'll get some alpha hydroxy acids there as well. Ginger and cinnamon will give you some circulatory improvement. You'll can improve the circulation of the skin. Throw in a little hot pepper, maybe a little capsaicin, not too much now. And of course, if you add some spices, you'll also get aromatherapy as well. Enzymes in food themselves play a very important role in digestive health. Food enzymes. These food enzymes can contribute to the total enzyme action that occurs when we eat food. Food enzymes, enzymes that are in food, can support our own enzymatic activity. Enzymes that are in the food we eat can help support the enzymes in our digestive tracts. And as we said before, digestive enzymes, or at least some of the protein digestive enzymes, can help bust up protein fibers that can induce inflammation or that can cause inflammation. You can think of these protein digestive enzymes, these proteases, as little drills that can bust up clogs, bust up inflammatory clogs. That means less swelling. That means less pain. If you have back pain or dental pain or sinus pain or joint pain, all of these can be susceptible to the pain-relieving and anti-inflammatory properties of what are called systemic enzymes. Systemic enzymes are the term given to digestive enzymes that go right into the system. If you take your digestive enzymes with food, your digestive enzymes are going to use by are going to be used by your digestive system, and they're going to be used to digest food. But if you take your digestive enzymes with no food, if you take them in the middle of the day, you take them on an empty stomach, the digestive enzymes will go through your digestive system and they'll go into your circulatory system, into the blood, where they can have wonderful pain-relieving and anti-inflammatory effects. So if you guys are getting the idea that enzymes are important, if you guys are getting the idea that you want to be doing whatever you can do to make sure you've got enough enzymes in your body, you are absolutely correct. Enzymes are not only important for metabolism, they're not only important for digestion, they're not only important as anti-inflammatories, and they're not only important as pain relievers. Enzymes are important for longevity. Enzymes are important for increasing your lifespan. Nothing will reduce or shorten your lifespan faster than a deficiency in enzymes or a defect in the activity of enzymes. And this is all described in a wonderful book called Enzyme Nutrition by Dr. Edwin Howell. We will tell you all about that on our next Bright Side episode. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side, and we're coming back with your phone calls right after this. Don't go away.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these specials. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000 or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's $5,000. Square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LeSig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeSig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a vapriot at LeSig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Which do you love best, Thanksgiving dinner or leftovers? The meal takes such time and effort, you wish it was easier so you could have it more often. Well, right now it is, right now you can. Imagine your family enjoying the ultimate comfort food easily during stressed out times of a disaster or emergency, or outdoors while camping or hiking. The freeze-dried feast from Freeze Dry Guy is a special case of Thanksgiving dinner, ready for you any day of the year for at least 25 years. Freeze-dried turkey tetrazzini, green beans, dehydrated potatoes and sweet potatoes. Yes, even dessert. This delicious feast is ready to eat when you want or need it most, easily in just minutes. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. There's free shipping, plus your family could win a free traditional Thanksgiving dinner. Go now to freezedryguy.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we're back on the bright side. I am Pharmacist Ben. Thanks for being here, guys. I am a nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado, and we talk nutrition every day on the bright side, 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific and 10 to 11 Central Time. If you miss a program, they're all up at brightsideben.com. On the archive page, if you want to purchase any longevity products, you can also click on the Join the Team link on the homepage at brightsideben.com, or you can call the Brightside Ben phone team at 866-735-2470. On our next program, we'll continue talking about enzymes, and we'll discuss the book Enzyme Nutrition by the father, godfather, grandfather, originator of enzyme therapy, Dr. Edward Howell. Book's from 1985. Dr. Howell has been talking about enzymes for, was talking about enzymes for many years. And we'll discuss the book Enzyme Nutrition and some of his ideas, some of his very interesting ideas about food enzymes, stomach, and using enzymes for longevity, and using enzymes for anti-aging, and using enzymes for therapy as well. The book is called Enzyme Nutrition. We'll be talking about that on our next Bright Side episode. Okay, time to hit the phones at 855-660-4261. Kevin from Wisconsin, welcome to the Bright Side. What's up, buddy?
Hi, right, man. Well, thank you for everything you're doing for everyone. It's awesome.
Sure, thank you.
I got a couple questions. I have vitiligo. It's a hypopigmentation disorder.
Okay, I think you said you had vitiligo, but I'm having a hard time hearing you, Kevin. Are we on speaker? If you can get us off speaker, that'd be great.
Yeah, we're on speaker. I can change it, though.
Yeah, see if you can get off, because it's hard to hear you. I think you said vitiligo. You said vitiligo, right, Kevin?
Yes.
Ooh, okay. A little quieter there, Kevin. Just banged in my ears. Okay, vitiligo is an autoimmune disease. Nothing more, nothing less. It's the same kind of problem that happens when you have rheumatoid arthritis, type 1 diabetes, myasthenia gravis, multiple sclerosis, or any of the 80 to 120 to 170 or so, according to Julia Shopik anyway, different autoimmune diseases. 20 million Americans, maybe more, have this problem of autoimmunity. It's basically you're talking about the immune system attacking itself. The immune system is, as we've said so many times, attacks or supposed to protect us from the enemy, bacteria, toxins, things that are outside the body. But for various reasons, I'll tell you what those are here in a minute, the immune system turns on itself when you have an autoimmune crisis. If the immune system turns on the nerves, you'll have they'll describe it as multiple sclerosis. If the immune system turns on the muscles, they'll call it myasthenia gravis. If it turns on the tear ducts, they'll call it Sjogren's syndrome. If it turns on the pigment cells in your skin, they'll call it vitiligo. Vitiligo is when the melanocytes, which are the name of the pigment-making cells that live in the skin, are attacked by the immune system, and you lose melanocytes. You lose pigment-making cells, and the net result is white spots. Is it for you, Kevin, or is it for somebody you know?
It's for me, and is that caused by peptides in the blood or oxidative stress?
Well, both, actually. Were you listening to the program? It sounds like you were listening to when we talked about peptides in the blood. When peptides get into the blood, this initiates an immune response. Peptides are the molecules that identify living entities. Now, most of the sources of peptides, the main source of peptides, pretty much the only source of peptides that get into our body from the outside, is food. However, over the course of time, as the digestive system breaks down, and this happens when we're eating the wrong foods or we're malnourished, and it can begin while we're in the womb, and certainly for most people, the process kicks in full force after birth and as we begin our life and our introduction to the standard American diet with Gerber's and McDonald's and all the other food that kids eat. The digestive system begins to break down. Nutritional deficiencies compound this problem. And as the digestive system breaks down, food begins to leak into the blood. The intestine is a wall between the blood and the outside world, between, if you will, the inside world and the outside world. And food is only supposed to travel down the digestive tube in the intestines in a very controlled fashion. And it's only supposed to get, food is only supposed to get absorbed into the blood in a very controlled fashion through guardian cells, through bouncers, if you will. Just like a bouncer at a bar keeps bad people from getting into the bar, theoretically. You got cells that line the digestive tract that keeps bad guys from getting into the blood. Now, over time, as the digestive system breaks down, these bouncers go to sleep, or they don't do their job, and peptides, little food particles, enter into the blood. This initiates an immune response. Now, that's bad enough right there. However, peptides in food very often are similar to peptides in the thyroid, peptides in the nerves, peptides in the muscles, peptides in the skin. And when these immune system cells, these white blood cells, begin their attack on peptides in food, very often parts of the body become collateral damage because they look exactly the same to a white blood cell or to an antibody, I should say, as the peptide from food. So when these antibodies attack the food, what can happen is they'll also cross-react with parts of the body. In the case of vitiligo, they're cross-reacting with your pigment-making cells. So what do? That's all the theory, that's all how it starts, and it's important to know how it all begins and how the process takes place so we can figure out how to take care of the problem. And you don't need a doctor for this, guys. In fact, not only don't you need a doctor, you don't want a doctor, because what a doctor will do is he'll shut down your immune system. This is the stupidity of the medical model. And I don't mean to be going off on physicians, because it's really not their fault. This is what they're trained to do. They're good people for the most part, and they want to help. And if you're a parent and you've given your kid prednisone or you've given your kid an antibiotic, it's not your fault either, because we're not just not taught how this thing works. That's why I'm here. That's why The Bright Side is here. That's why this program is here, to let you know what's going on. So common sense will tell you, if you have vitiligo or any immune condition, autoimmune condition, you got a hyped up immune system. Job number one is not to suppress the immune system with prednisone, which is what you'll get if you go to the doctor. Job number one is to figure out, why is the immune system hyperactive? What is getting into the body that's causing this hyperactivity, this jumpiness of the immune system? That means food. So first of all, link up your symptoms to foods. Now, with vitiligo, it takes weeks or months for these pigment making cells to break down. So you can't go by your vitiligo symptoms, but you can go by your digestive symptoms. And Kevin, you got to know, and if you don't know, you want to find out, that you have something percolating in your digestive system. You have some kind of symptoms going on: diarrhea, constipation, bloating, gas, heartburn, all of that. And the problem is, as I said so many times, we consider these to be routine. And we just think, well, it's not a big deal, I can live through it. And yeah, you can live through it, and it really isn't a big deal, in the sense that you can go about your day with loose stools and diarrhea and constipation. It's not the end of the world. But it is going to compromise immune health further on down the road. So in this sense, digestive symptomology is very, very important. It's data. It's sampling points. It's information for you. So if you know you have a digestive system issue, you're ahead of the game. If you don't know you have a digestive system issue, find one. Nobody has autoimmune problems. Listen up, guys. Then, Kevin, not just for you, everybody out there listening, nobody has an autoimmune condition without having a digestive condition as well. And I've been doing this 30 years, and I've talked to thousands of people who have autoimmune problems. It cannot happen that the immune system becomes jumpy and overactive without having something getting into the body, and that means a digestive system issue, inappropriately. So focus on digestive health. Use digestive support nutrients. First of all, eliminate any problem foods. The biggest culprits are going to be grains of all kinds. Not just gluten, guys. Grains of all kinds. Dairy, eggs, peanuts, soy. Hang tight. Hi, Kevin. We'll finish up when we come back from our break. Dan, Linda, Pat, Rose, we'll get to all you guys. Hang on. And I think our phone lines are filled, so we're not going to take any more phone calls, but we'll get to all you guys here when we come back from our break. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You are listening to The Bright Side of the Genesis Communication Network. We'll be back right after this.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs believes virtually all disease states can be backtracked to digestive problems.
Deficiencies in stomach acid can affect all downstream systems. Taking digestive enzymes can be amazingly helpful for dealing with deficiencies in stomach acid. Enzymes require low pH for activation. You can also use aloe vera juice, by the way. Sugars in aloe vera have a coating effect on the digestive system. Longevity has a cool product called Noni Plus, which is made from aloe and the noni fruit. It's tasty. It can also function to support digestive acidification of the stomach, and activation of digestive enzymes.
Take pharmacist Ben's advice and support your digestive system by ordering Noni Plus from Longevity. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470, or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
So, you've decided to get prepared. You're not sure that a case of ramen and a couple of granola bars under your bed will cut it as long-term food storage anymore. You're in luck. At Emergency Essentials, we have all the resources to get you started. From 3-day emergency bug-out bags to year supplies of food and everything in between. Call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 or visit BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
That's the sound of a .44 Magnum and Traumamax. A high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com will stop it and most pistol rounds. Traumamax is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food. What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new E-Patch 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we're back on the bright side. Kevin, I want to finish up real quick, okay, because I got a little long-winded there, but I think you get the gist of the matter. The immune system becomes activated, and you're absolutely correct. It usually involves peptides that get into the blood. Secondary to digestive problem, and you must know, how old are you, buddy, by the way?
I just turned 24.
Okay, so you must, at the age of 24, if you're already starting to deal with vitiligo, that means that the problem has been percolating more than likely your whole life. Were you, sound familiar at all? Okay, so you know what I'm talking about here. Get on digestive enzymes right away. Take them with all your meals. That's the first thing. Activate them with some apple cider vinegar at the end of your meals. Use the BioLumen Nightly Essence. We're going to be talking about that on our next Bright Side episode or maybe one more episode after that. The BioLumen Nightly Essence is not only a wonderful, wonderful source of probiotics for the digestive tract. It can help stabilize any kind of digestive health issue. It also has great enzymes in there, too.
Can you boost catalase levels?
No, you don't have to. Catalase you're talking about?
Yeah.
Don't worry about catalase. No, I don't know of any way to boost catalase. There's no catalase, by the way, is a metabolic enzyme. But you can boost your own metabolic enzymes by taking digestive enzymes, and your body can save its catalase and save its metabolic enzymes. So this is one of the benefits of using digestive enzymes, is at least according to Dr. Howell, which we'll talk about on Monday. This is one of the ways you can conserve your catalase and other metabolic enzymes. So using digestive enzymes is very important. If you notice any fat malabsorption problems, this is going to compromise your body's ability to absorb skin-friendly vitamin A and skin-friendly vitamin E, both of which are important for protecting melanocytes. You might also want to take vitamin A and vitamin E. 20,000 IU of vitamin A can be helpful, and also 400 international units of vitamin E. I'd also be taking selenium, the OPC selenium, 600 micrograms a day. Of course, you want to make sure you're getting the Mighty 90. That's the essential fatty acids and the Beyond Tangy Tangerine and the OsteoFX in the Healthy Start Pack. Zinc is probably the most important mineral for melanocytes and for the skin in general. Make sure you're on 50 milligrams of zinc as well. But focus primarily on digestive health and wellness, and then secondarily on skin health. And I wish we had more time, Kevin, because it's a very interesting subject. But we got to move on. I want to get to all you guys who are on hold today. Dan in Texas, what's up, buddy?
Yeah, hi, Ben. Great job on the show, by the way.
Thank you so much. What's going on, bro?
I finally got my parents to start taking the BTT. They're 76 years old.
Okay.
And my dad handles it fine, but my mom says after about 3 or 4 days, she starts getting a rash on her face and on the back of her hands. in between your fingers.
Now, it could be the BTT. It might not be the BTT. Here's what you want to do. Have your mom take a whole bunch of it all at once and see what happens. Now, if she has any digestive issues and she gets a little diarrhea from it, then back off. And sometimes taking too much can give you loose stools. But if that doesn't happen, usually an allergic reaction will show up quickly, not over the course of days. So I'm not convinced that those two are related. However, rashes are typically a sign of some kind of immune system involvement. And it does. If it is indeed a rash that's linked to the BTT, that would mean an allergic reaction to something. And if that is the case, then she unfortunately won't be able to use the BTT. But it doesn't sound like it is, simply because rashes don't take 4 days to show up, 3 or 4 days to show up. So you're going to have to figure out, first of all, if it is indeed an allergic reaction. Do that. My recommendation would be to have your mom do a whole bunch of it, maybe a scoop or two scoops all at once. If it is an allergic reaction, she'll notice it right away. If it's not an allergic reaction to the BTT, she's probably having an allergic reaction to something else, and it is in her interest to find out what that is. The best way to do that would be to completely eliminate eliminate the entrance of any food into the body for a day or two, and then start to put things back into the system one at a time so she can isolate the problems. I don't think it would be the BTT, but it is a possibility. But the only way to know that is to do a bunch and see what happens. Okay, bro?
Yeah.
And it does happen occasionally. It's not unheard of, but that one, because your mom's reaction has taken a few days, it doesn't sound like an allergic reaction. So only one way to find out, and that's to do a bunch and see what happens. And I got to move on, Dan. Thanks so much for your call. Thanks for your kind words, too. I appreciate that. All right, Linda in Massachusetts, what is up? How you doing this morning?
Hi, fine, thanks. How are you?
I'm doing well. How can we help you on the bright side?
I have many symptoms right now. A few years ago, I was diagnosed with hypothyroidism.
Okay.
I still believe I have hypothyroid symptoms.
Okay.
I've been on 50 micrograms of Synthroid for 2 years now with very little improvement.
Right, and you're just taking the doctor just keeps giving you the Synthroid and nothing's getting better. Well, let's talk about hypothyroidism, okay? There's two main causes. They're related. It's really one cause, but we'll break them up into two main causes. Number one, digestive health issues. Hypothyroidism is usually the manifestation of something called Hashimoto's thyroid, which is an autoimmune disease of the thyroid, as we were talking earlier today. Did they mention the word Hashimoto's to you?
No, they did not.
Okay.
Sorry.
Go ahead. I'm sorry, Linda.
I do have a goiter, and I do have a nodule on my parathyroid.
Okay, those are all indicators that your thyroid is trying to suck up iodine. It's trying to find iodine. So first of all, get yourself on iodine if you haven't. Secondly, if you have any digestive health issues, those are very, very important. And by the way, it's impossible to truly have hypothyroidism and not have digestive health issues simply because the thyroid regulates the digestive system. So if your thyroid's not among everything else, but it also regulates the digestive system, thyroid hormone is activated in the digestive tract. So there's many reasons why there's a very, very important connection between the thyroid and the digestive system. That should come as no surprise to anybody who's listened to this program. Focus on digestive health. The Synthroid is silly. And I'm telling you, man, I promised I wasn't going to get upset, so I'm not going to get upset. The Synthroid is T4, which is the weak form of thyroid hormone. It is one of the dumbest of the dumb thyroid medication drugs. Even every pharmacist will tell you that. It's notoriously ineffective. If you're going to do a thyroid drug, do Cytomel, which is at least the active form of thyroid hormone. But I don't even recommend that. Just get yourself on a good digestive support program using the digestive enzymes from Youngevity, using probiotics, which are extremely important for hypothyroidism, and then also apple cider vinegar and lecithin and all the things we talk about for working on the digestive system. Eating less calories is also very important, because if the digestive system is not working correctly, food can accumulate in the intestine, and that can really cause problems. Food that accumulates, the intestines will putrefy and ferment. Bacteria will start to feed on it, and it's just a recipe for disaster. Try to drink as much of your food as possible, soups, vegetable juices, and vegetable soups as well. Get yourself a Vitamix. I like the Vitamix because you keep the fiber when you're making your veggie juices. Try to liquefy and mash up your foods as much as possible. Fat digestion is also very important. You're at risk for skin problems and lymphatic problems as well.
That's happening.
It's already starting to happen. Okay, so make sure you're mashing up your foods, especially your fatty foods. Fatty foods contain vitamin A and minerals that can be very, very important for the skin. So mashing up your vegetables, I consider those to be fatty foods. Mashing up your vegetables, mashing up all fats, fatty foods, eating fish, but breaking up the fish and this pre-digesting the fish by breaking it up, that can be helpful as well. Preparing foods, pre-preparing your foods so that they're easy to digest is very important. And then as far as nutritional supplements for the thyroid, selenium, OPC selenium, around 400 micrograms a day. And then MSM sulfur, vitamin A is very important for the thyroid. And, of course, the aforementioned iodine. You may want to try the nascent iodine, which is a nice potent form of iodine. But whatever you do, iodorol is also good, or Lugol solution. Whatever you do, make sure you're using a good source of iodine. Seafood will also get you iodine. Lots more we could talk about, but that's a great start for you. And, Linda, I wish we had more time, but we're just out. So thanks so much, Linda, and God bless and good luck with everything. Real quick, Pat in Texas. Let's see if we can help you out real quick. What's going on? Pat in Texas, going once, twice, okay, sorry, Pat. Rose in Nowhere, wherever that is. By the way, Nowhere is the same as Now Here, FYI. Just thought you'd want to know. Rose, what's up? How can we help you? I think we might have lost Rose also. All right. Well, you guys hung on for a long time, and I apologize. So Rose from Nowhere and Pat from Texas, please call back on our next Brightside episode, because I don't know that we have enough time to take any more phone calls. But I do want to tell you guys, no matter what your health challenge is, no matter what your health condition is, whatever you are dealing with, there is a nutritional supplement program that you can be on and that you should be on before you attempt prescription drugs. I'm telling you this as a registered pharmacist, as somebody who's been studying medication now for 30 years. I graduated pharmacy school in 1986. I started pharmacy school in 1983, and I've been studying these things for a long time. There is not a prescription drug on the planet that can help you with your vitiligo or autoimmune disease or hypothyroidism or osteoporosis or whatever your health challenge is. This pharmacomedical model is not here for us. It does not serve us. No matter how many drugs we take, we are not going to get better. Doctors, what are you thinking? And patients, please understand, it is not the job of your doctor, it is not the job of medicine to reverse your degenerative disease or to get you healthy, but it is the job of God-given nutrition and our divine biochemistry to reverse and heal any health challenge that we are dealing with, and that's why we're here every day on the Bright Side. Thank you so much for joining us, friends. I'll be doing the Dead Doctors Don't Lie program for you guys who are interested in the longevity products. Tune in for that. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Have yourselves a wonderful, awesome, beautiful day. We will talk to you all later, folks. Bye for now.
My name is Frank Bates, and I got a confession to make. Just a few days ago, FEMA went directly to my supplier and tried to buy up my entire stockpile of high-quality survival food. It sounds crazy, but I'll show you the exact letter they sent in a minute. Revealing FEMA's plot could land me in hot water, and I think you deserve to know exactly what they're doing. Go to FEMAHatesThis.com to see undeniable video proof that the government is on the hunt for as much survival food as they can grab in 24 hours. Be warned, it's really disturbing, because the fact is, FEMA must know something we don't. Go to FEMAHatesThis.com to see why survival food is the number one item to hoard right now, and why supplies are so low or even completely sold out already at many stores across America. Do it now, because I don't know how long it will be online, so go to FEMAHatesThis.com while you can. That's FEMAHatesThis.com.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.